relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Let's just look at the situation on Capitol Hill. This was a catastrophic failure of security by the Capitol Police
totally.
And the police in the District of Columbia who are responsible for the security of the Capitol. But it's the Capitol Police are responsible for the security of that building. The Speaker of the House, the Sergeant-at-Arms in both chambers, and the architect of the Capitol. I used to run this when I was the Chief Counsel and Staff Director of the Senate Rules Committee. I had jurisdiction over the Capitol Police and all the security. The fact that they were unprepared, knowing that there were going to be 500,000 people who were going to be asked to march to the Capitol and peaceably demonstrate, shows that they were woefully unprepared. Now, when you're unprepared and you lose the advantage as a law enforcement organization, the one thing that you do not do is you do not become Bull Connor. And you do not start brandishing weapons on people who are unarmed. This is a big mistake. It is a catastrophic security failure on Capitol Hill, which never should have occurred. They were totally unprepared.
That's called making the news as it's happening. That's a throwback to our former studio 2 years ago as the events of January 6th were unfolding. We had the perfect guests in studio, people who understand what was happening even as it was happening. And we're back because of the breaking news of January 6th and all that footage that's been released to a certain individual at Fox News. And your favorites are back in studio. Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing. Do you remember that interview? Do you remember what that day was like?
Never forget it.
That was something else.
Because you had just gotten in from hearing the speech.
I'd been right there in front of the ellipse with the president, listening to the speech, couldn't make it to Congress. My speech in front of the Supreme Court later that afternoon had been canceled, although that didn't Nancy Pelosi subpoenaing my text messages because I was giving a speech at the Supreme Court. But let's go back in time because we have to talk about these latest developments. We have to talk about what's happened in the last 2 years. But Joe, why were you uniquely qualified to talk about security on Capitol Hill as those events were occurring? Please remind our listeners.
Well, I had been the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia under Ronald Reagan from 1983 to 1988.
How old were you? I'm going to ask something very rude. How old were you?
I was 36.
That's crazy.
I was the youngest U.S. Attorney.
U.S. Attorney for District of
he
Columbia?
He was great, though. Right.
I believe he was great, but that's so young.
Yeah, but I had also been an assistant U.S. Attorney in that office years before, and one of my assignments was to monitor the demonstrations in front of the then Soviet embassy. And all of those demonstrations over the years had been monitored, controlled with the Metropolitan Police Department, demonstrations on Capitol Hill, tremendous amount of planning, scripting, talking with the Defense Department, the State Department, everybody. There was no way that you have something like January 6th, and you don't plan that out in every single step of the way, every detail, fine-tuned with the police, the National Guard, and everything. And it didn't happen.
But you also, in that position as U.S. Attorney, you were in those meetings back then
yes.
with the House.
Yes, absolutely. We conducted those meetings. We were in charge of making sure that the FBI, that the Metropolitan Police, that everybody coordinated the activities, that we had prosecutors ready to go to do arraignments in court if large numbers of people were going to be arrested. And so this was routine. We'd been doing this for 40 years. And then this happens on January 6th, and you look at it, and all you can say as a professional is, these people did absolutely nothing to prepare for this major event.
They were so prepared. I think it was interesting that Joe has told me that they would say, okay, you're all going to be arrested, and then we're going to go down to the station, and then we're going to let you go. And everyone agreed, okay, we'll do it that way. We'll be arrested, and then we'll say goodbye.
So, and explain the role of that speaker, the incumbent speaker of the House, when it comes to securing the Capitol.
Well, the speaker has control of the Capitol Police. The chief of the Capitol Police works for her and the architect.
Answers to Pelosi back then. Absolutely.
The Speaker of the House was in charge of everything. But in those days, people listened to what the U.S. attorney and the FBI and the Capitol Police had to say. What happened to the Capitol Police as around January 6th was that the Capitol Police Chief, Sund, his name was, yes. S-U-N-D, was not being listened to. They were writing memos to Pelosi and Schumer, and they weren't getting any response from the Schumer and Pelosi staff. They didn't care about security. They wanted an event of some sort to occur. They wanted something dramatic to occur. There was incompetence on the part of Pelosi and Schumer and all of their staff. So really, really very remarkable.
So that you said two different things there. You said it was deliberate and it was incompetence. Is it fair to say that it was a combination? Because we now know that President Trump offered the National Guard when he knew that there are hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people coming to hear his speech, that there may be something untoward. Therefore, here's the National Guard. Let's put a, you know, security force in place. And that offer was rejected by Pelosi.
That was rejected by Pelosi and her people because of what they called optics. They didn't like having troops.
That DC word, optics.
And so the optics that occurred were that since they didn't want to have the National Guard and troops there, they ended up having a phony perimeter. They used bicycle racks to be the perimeter instead of security fencing and troops and police. There was no way that any of those demonstrators in the numbers that there were should have ever penetrated the Capitol if it had been properly defended. And it wasn't. It was a monumental failure of security planning.
Interestingly enough, though, as soon as January 6th was over, Pelosi had no problem putting up high fences.
Oh, 12-foot fences with razor wire
all around the Capitol.
So I guess the optics are great if they're useful to attack the other political party, but not if they make you look bad.
Precisely.
Is that how DC works, Joe? Tell me. You've been here long enough.
That's exactly how it works, especially when you have somebody like Pelosi, who was really a complete political animal with no sense whatsoever for the institution itself. I know she gets all this praise about she was the greatest speaker in history. That's nonsense. I mean, she was a hack. She will always be a hack. And it's really fascinating how she's disappeared and gone into the woodwork.
That is so true. Since the new Congress was sworn in, since the four days it took to choose a speaker for the Republicans, there was one kind of glowing, vomitous event where Schumer said something like she's the best ever. And it's like she's just like water for the Wicked Witch of the West. She's just disappeared.
She's just a member now. Just a lowly member from San Francisco.
A backbencher.
Where they can't control their streets and they can't protect her house.
Yeah, that's another thing. San Francisco, do you not know who lives in your neighborhood? You don't know where the Pelosis live? And also, speaking of footage, I've got to ask your take. Allegedly, there's no Capitol Police presence at the Pelosi's home in San Francisco, but there are cameras that are linked in to the police back here, the Capitol Police. And the Capitol Police, and there's footage. There's footage of, you know, the man, DePape, breaking in the glass to whatever, 2 a.m., and nobody was watching the feed.
My question about that is, we have a security system at our house.
Yeah.
If somebody was breaking a window, it would go whoo, 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 all over the neighborhood. I don't know why the security system was not on, or do they not have a security system? It was really a great question left unapproached by any reporter.
Has anything changed in the last 2 years in terms of your live analysis then on air of what happened on January 6th?
Everything that's happened since then has confirmed our initial analysis in your studio on that day as it was happening, that this was a catastrophic security failure.
All right. And the significance, we're going to analyze it in depth. Don't go anywhere. This is one-on-one for the whole hour. But the significance of the decision, let's put it this way. Are you surprised, both of you? Because I'm a little bit surprised, I'm going to admit it, that Kevin McCarthy has already handed over 44,000 hours worth of footage to Fox News.
What took him so long?
Nice. No?
I'm not surprised at all because he's decided he had to take the bull by the horn. he really had to and act like a speaker in charge because he didn't have that aura around him. And he's made so many...
So this is building the optics of being a speaker.
Absolutely.
And the fact that he didn't say, okay, we're going to have our guys look at it, but he gave it to a conservative outlet, didn't that surprise you?
That surprised me tremendously that they didn't just give it to the committees and let them do it. But I'll say this, I think it's brilliant. I think it was a brilliant stratagem to give it to Fox and to have them, because they can professionally analyze the footage.
I don't know,
in a week, that's an awful lot of footage to analyze in a week.
I'm sure they know where to start.
I think that was a brilliant stratagem on McCarthy's part.
And we haven't been a fan of his, but we're beginning to see.
He's not doing too bad, the old Kevin, last few weeks. Not too bad, not too bad. You are watching America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the 45th President of the United States, with two of your very, very top favorite guests. Don't go anywhere. If you enjoy the show, the deep dive with the true experts, with the actual newsmakers, because that's what we were doing 2 years ago in studio. You've got to subscribe, go to your favorite podcast platform, go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And then if you love America First, if you are America First, check out all the amazing America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. The hottest one is our joint Chris Plant FBI t-shirt, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Stay here on this channel.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, President Trump. So very, very kind. That liner is a keeper. Welcome back to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunting. You can follow them on Truth Social. Are you back? You're back on Twitter, though, right? Vic Tunting, follow them right now on Twitter and Truth Social. We have so much to discuss, but please, if you enjoy the show, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. This is a free market enterprise. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer like NPR does. Support people like Mike Lindell. He's under the gun. You heard what the FBI did to him recently. The left wants to cancel him. Even Walmart has gone woke and banned his products. Get massive discounts if you use my name at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off. He's just launched the MyPillow 2.0, even better than the first one. And he's already sold 71 million of those. Find out for yourself. Treat yourself. Over 150 amazing items. These sheepskin-lined slippers are just superb. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, we're going to leave Tucker's team to do the heavy lifting over the next few days to sift through the 44,000 hours of footage. But given that 2 years has elapsed since January the 6th, given the charade, the farrago, the clown show that was the January 6th committee that didn't answer any real questions, what should those people be looking for? There's obvious questions like, where was Ray Epps? Who was the tower commander with the bullhorn? But what other things, if you were guiding those teams of videographers, what
Let
would
you
say?
Let me give you a legal issue, and that is the issue of entrapment, because I was a drug prosecutor for when I was an assistant U.S. attorney, and you always had to be careful that the undercover agent wasn't enticing, getting someone to do something that person wouldn't ordinarily do. So that's the issue of entrapment.
So in this case, it would be what? It would be police
How
officers?
How many undercover ATF, FBI, whatever, whoever, or even people being paid by those government
CIs,
agencies.
Assets.
Yes, the assets. How many of them were present? And for some reason, the federal judiciary in D.C. hasn't thought that that was a defense, and so they haven't allowed that discovery. But
well, there was that very strange moment in, I think it was the deputy director of the FBI, a female, who at one of the hearings couldn't answer the question whether Ray Epps worked for the feds.
Right.
Well, that's strange.
But she acted like she wasn't supposed to answer it.
Yes.
Actually,
as if there was something that she meant to divulge.
But that issue of entrapment, I think, is so important, because if you're seeing people who are working for the government saying, come on in.
Right.
When a lot of people said, well, they were telling me to come in.
And, for example, why people who were enticing others weren't charged. Would be interesting, because Ray Epps the day before says what on video? He says, you know, we're going to storm the Capitol.
Right.
And then he ends up top 20 FBI most wanted, and then carefully just quietly disappears from that list. What other things do you think should be scoured for?
Well, the absence of weapons. One of the things you'll see is you're not going to see any weapons on the part
of the
demonstrators.
Right.
You're not going to see weapons.
A Trump flag was described as a weapon
in one
of the indictments. Yes.
I think what will be most revealing is the conduct of people in the government, the Capitol Police and the people. What they did is really most important, what the officers did. I would be interested to see if there's any other footage around the shooting of Ashley Babbitt.
Yes.
I think probably that entire bit of footage inside the chamber where Lieutenant Byrd was.
We've seen footage from the other side of the door, not inside the chamber.
But there's stuff before it, there's stuff after it.
Right.
And why did those people leave the front of that door where they were? What they all left at the same time, like some sort of order was given. So all of that sort of stuff around Ashley Babbitt, to me, is something that interests me tremendously. Because the fact that Byrd was never charged, wasn't even interviewed properly, for a homicide, which this clearly was, is very, very important to me.
A man who, by the way, is known for having left his sidearm
in a bathroom on Capitol Hill
as a Capitol Police officer.
Yeah, he should never have had a weapon. He never should have been permitted to have a weapon. I find his presence in that situation to be really disgusting.
And look how differently he was treated than the police officer, a woman who thought she had, and it was somewhere in the Midwest, but thought she had gotten her laser gun out.
A taser gun. Taser
gun out and actually didn't and shot and killed.
What about the other deaths of that day? Do you think we could get some footage revelations of the other protesters who, quote unquote, died of natural causes? And that seems to be fallacious.
I think all of that are the kinds of things to look for. I know that the one beating that took place in a tunnel, I don't know.
Only at the front of the tunnel, so far that we know of.
Yeah, we just don't know. But with 41,000 hours, there's going to be things that people have never even thought of, and all of a sudden they're going to be revelations about the conduct of the people who are allegedly providing security. And what it will show, and it already has shown, is how disorganized the security apparatus was inside the building and outside the building, how unprofessional it was, how untrained they were, how different orders were being given at different places by different people, a remarkable lack of coordination and supervision. This was not a military operation in any sense of the word. It was, in fact, episodic, unplanned security. And that is the antithesis of good security. Nothing was set in place ahead of time to prevent this. And when you watch this, and I remember that day vividly, sitting in your studio, watching it, looking at it, say, what the hell are they doing?
And remember,
where's their plan?
At the very first, we were looking at it, and we couldn't believe it, because the people who were entering the Capitol were all staying within the ropes.
The cordon, the ropes.
Some riot. They're walking.
And we said, look how.
They're not taking selfies, sometimes with the officers.
Yeah, I think that one of the most disgraceful things about the January 6th committee was the fact that they purposely lied about what happened inside the Capitol. They purposely lied to the American people about the security that was non-existent. They purposely lied about what the preparations were, and then they purposely refused to let the American people know what wasn't done. They avoided the most important issue of all in order to get Donald Trump and to smear a bunch of people. It's really a horrendous abuse of congressional power.
We're talking to Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tunsing. They know of what they speak. If you want to make sure that you never miss anything they do, not just here in America First, which is the most important, then make sure you're following them on Truth Social and Twitter at Vic Tunsing. That's VicToenSing, Vic Tunsing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We too are on social media. We are everywhere. That counts. Make sure you are following us on all the important platforms. We are on Truth Social, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram, Clout Hub. You can also watch us because we are a televisual extravaganza. Get the Salem News app or just go to salemnewschannel.com. That's salemnewschannel.com. And for my latest, for my exclusive content that you can find nowhere else, it's my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do not touch that dial. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
It is a day that will live in infamy, but for all the wrong reasons, especially the cover-ups of what occurred on January 6th. We have our very special in-studio guests, Victoria Tunsing and Joe DeGeneva, who are actually in studio that day here on America First. So before we move on to the what has happened since January the 2nd, especially to the defendants, what's happened to you two in the last few years, let's talk about what could be, because, you know, you've been prosecutors, you've been, U.S. attorneys. What are the possible ramifications if things come out in this footage that are clearly wrong, have been covered up, are criminal acts? What could the possible civil or criminal consequences be?
Well, I think given the Garland Justice Department and the Wray FBI, very little will happen from the federal government's perspective. I think they are going to ignore everything, do everything they can to make believe that nothing ill occurred. From a civil standpoint, it's very difficult to tell until we see the footage and see what happened. But people theoretically will have causes of action for assault and various other things, obviously loss of life, unlawful killing and things like that. We have to find out
if there's evidence of police brutality.
All sorts of things like that. And so and it may actually get some Capitol Police officers to come forward and be whistleblowers who have kept silent because of the small nature of the force. It's a very insular organization, generally, historically, been very poorly led and poorly trained, and nothing demonstrated that more than January 6th.
Legally, the government has what's called immunity, and for most acts, you can't hold any government official responsible in any civil action, unless in a Bivens action if they go outside of their area. But I find it despicable that FBI agents went and arrested these poor souls that were just at the Capitol, just walking. I mean, people, when you read Julie Kelly's book,
Yes. You
see the people who had done nothing, but they were just standing on the Capitol grounds. 5, 6, 7 FBI agents with loaded guns coming into their house and arresting them in front of their children, and that will never be addressed.
On that matter, what if there were exculpatory evidence
relating to people who have been convicted? What if some footage comes up that says, no, that's not what that person did. This is what they did. Is there any recourse for these individuals who've already been charged?
Well, yes. Theoretically, they can file motions for new trial. They can file writs of habeas corpus. They can do all sorts of things. The courts have been relatively unsympathetic to all of these defendants, and I think in a way that's been really pretty, for those of us who practice law, it's been pretty depressing to see how unresponsive the federal courts in the District of Columbia have been. It's been quite an embarrassing performance by the courts here. Very, very unsympathetic and uninquisitive.
Yeah.
Just not interested in learning what could have gone wrong here.
And the federal judge, with the Peter Navarro case, when he was arrested
in contempt of Congress
for a misdemeanor and put in shackles, and the federal judge didn't. Any federal judge I used to appear in front of when I was an assistant U.S. attorney would have chewed my rear end.
Yeah, this point of curiosity. This was made to me by Mayor Giuliani, who said that if I were a judge. This is concerning the allegations of election fraud. He said, if I were a judge in Arizona or Philly or somewhere, I'd just be curious to hear what the evidence is, instead of just a bovo dismissing it and not listening. I'd just be curious to hear it.
Precisely. And in fact, that is exactly what's very disturbing about what didn't happen here in the federal courts in the District of Columbia during all of these cases. There appears to be an absolute indifference to the rights of these defendants.
And
appalling. And I don't understand for the life of me these people having pretrial detention this long.
For years.
I find it unbelievable that members of the judiciary don't see it the same way. I'm really appalled at what has occurred to these people.
We'll talk about what has happened in the last 2 years more specifically in a moment, but thank you for reminding me, Victoria, somebody who's done sterling work, lion's share of the reporting on January 6th is our friend Julie Kelly, who publishes regularly at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, and her book is January 6th. Please, if you want to have an insight, she actually went to the court proceedings. She actually went to listen to what these judges, these public defenders were doing. So please follow Julie Kelly on Twitter and check out her book named titled January 6th. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, one-on-one, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah. Story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out. But it's okay. It's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, and it'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. It costs just $19.95. If you do the math, that's less than a dollar a day. What possibly can you get for less than a dollar a day? You can't even get a cup of coffee, but you might get liberated from your daily pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
America First. Magnificent.
When I came up with a certain design for a certain mug on our store, even Mr. G said, you know, that's a little bit too spicy. It rapidly became the fastest selling item of the year, and it has to do with justice in America. I called the FBI Biden's Gestapo. The mug and T-shirt that says Biden's Gestapo, the FBI from Nazi Germany to the USA in 80 years, it resonated with you. It struck a chord. Since then, Chris Plant, with the help of one of his great listeners, came up with another message to the G-men at the Hoover Building. It is the FBI T-shirt, the classic yellow letters on the blue background, but in this case, underneath it tells you what this organization is, the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And this is personal for me. This saddens me because of all the very close relationships and work I had done with the FBI prior to joining the White House. It remains today the most popular item at our store. Send a message to those who think that the blindfold should be ripped off Lady Justice and she should be persecuting those who are conservatives and patriots. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. On that note, you are champions for others. You are champions for justice. Would you share with our 3 million listeners what has happened to you, especially you, Victoria, in the last few years here in America as an American?
Well, in April 2021, there was a knock at the doorbell rang, and Joe answered it, and there were four FBI agents at the door with
coming to get your autographs, say, hey, yeah. How you doing?
Actually, they apologized over and over again, and they said, we love you all. We're so sorry to be here.
Really?
But we have the search warrant, and they don't know. Let me tell you who I blame. I blame Merrick Garland, that he had to approve that search warrant for a lawyer.
This was coming out of what, Washington Field Office or?
No, it was Southern District of New York.
Southern District of New York.
And they went after Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. Of course.
The same day, and they tried throughout 18 months, and we had to pay legal fees for the whole time. They came up with nothing. Oh, ho-hum, nothing to see here.
And what was the accusation levied against you?
There was none. Because it was that I had evidence of somebody else committing a crime.
So you hadn't committed a crime, no. But you were somehow magically hiding somebody else's evidence of a crime.
They said that on her phone and her iPad, there was possibly information that related to something that Rudy Giuliani...
No, they didn't say Rudy.
No,
they never said.
No, they never did. But that's clearly
it
was related to.
Hang on. I need to stop. As an immigrant to this nation, I need to have a little lesson in the law. You had your personal property taken. You had your house searched under warrant because of evidence of a crime somebody else did, but you don't know who it was and they didn't tell you?
Never told us right. For 18 months.
But that's obscene.
Well,
that's Kafkaesque. That's Franz Kafka.
Seth, you have to know that violated the rules of the Justice Department for lawyers.
Because lawyers are in a special category, correct?
Like doctors. And so I had all this privileged information.
On your phone, on your laptop,
clients. It had nothing to do with anything.
Correct.
And now
and you had to surrender your personal phone.
Yes.
Right.
But they had secretly accessed all of this information 2 years before and on a covert warrant.
How did you find that out?
They had to tell us when we did.
Got the search warrant, when they issued the search warrant, they had
for the devices.
They had to reveal that they had had a previous search 2 years earlier,
which affected, if I remember well, your remote cloud data.
That's
yes?
Exactly right.
So without your knowledge, as attorneys, your confidential data had been accessed by the feds.
And my criminal defense. We were representing people in the federal courts.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's what's really, really key, and we'd never forget this. I had been talking in 2019. That was the year they got all the information. Rudy and I had been talking to people who had evidence of Biden corruption in Ukraine.
Right. Hunter Biden.
Did they want,
they didn't want to root around in your cloud.
They wanted to see what I had, Joe Biden so, and Hunter Biden, the information that
so
I had.
So let's fast forward. Where you're sitting here, free individuals. What happened to all of
this? So guess what?
What?
The Republicans take over the House of Representatives, and within weeks, they end the investigation in New York and say there will be no charges at this time.
And anybody.
And you get a big fat apology and a bunch of roses from the Southern District, right?
No,
box of chocolates.
We didn't even get a letter. The letter was just sent to us as a copy. The letter was to the judge saying we no longer.
That's the authoritarian little twist. That's the little twist of lemon on top. Like that's something in Ceausescu's Romania. We're not going to prosecute you at this time.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
To have that sort of Damocles.
No criminal charges at this time, and it happened right after the Republicans took the House of Representatives and got subpoena power in the Judiciary Committee.
So I had my phone records and my wife's and my children's phone records. Verizon surrendered to a subpoena from Nancy Pelosi's January 6th illegitimate committee. I've never been in this situation before. I've never had to hire a lawyer except, you know, when I was buying a house or whatever.
Right.
I had to pay a lawyer in D.C. to write one letter to Verizon and January 6th committee cost me $10,000.
Right.
So I can't begin to imagine.
$500,000.
$500,000.
We spent $500,000 defending our clients' rights in the New York court. There had to be a special master set up. We had to go through all of the documents. We had to invoke privilege for all of our clients. That cost $500,000.
And as one FBI whistleblower has been quoted as saying, the punishment, the process is the punishment.
Of course.
The process is the punishment.
So it was done purposely to
intimidate.
And they called CNN, by the way. An hour after the FBI left our house, we got a call from CNN wanting to know about the raid of our house from the FBI.
Lucky it wasn't Roger Stone scenario, 6 a.m. outside your house with a TV van. All right, guys, I want to enlist you because you are patriots. You love these people. When in the past we posted interviews with them on YouTube, we'd get 500,000 views, 600,000 views in a matter of a couple of days. Show me how much you still love them. Will you help these patriots fight the swamp creatures that are a menace to all of us? Please go to their Give, Send, Go page. It's givesendgo.com/DeGeneva and Tunsing as one word. You can see the image right now if you're watching. I've got it on my Twitter feed already. I'll repost it again. That's the givesendgo.com/DeGeneva and Tunsing together as one word. Help these people. Please support their litigation fund. God bless every single one of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, just try this, please. You have nothing to lose. It's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile, if you have one of these things, where's mine? If you have one of these evil, evil devices, a cell phone, please tell me you're not connected to the big three providers because you're making money for woke corporations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. They're the ones I use. When Nancy came after my phone records, I canceled my Verizon account and I told them why, and I switched my whole family over. Don't fund the left with every call you make and every text you send. Join today. You can keep your old number. You'll have free activation if you use my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders, and you will be with a phone company that loves America like you do. You know it makes sense. Don't support those who don't share your values. Switch today. 878-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
Did I step into some time vortex? Is H.D. Wells' ghost roaming the studios? Where did that hour go? This sheer insanity. We should have started at 3 o'clock. That was far too much fun. Always is the case with Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tansing. A little bit of homework, guys. If you don't have her book, please. Victoria is right. Julie Kelly's first book of this kind out there. January 6th, How Democrats Use the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. That is exactly what they did. Please follow her. Read her articles at amgreatness.com. That's E-A-M, amgreatness.com, and Julie Kelly. And more importantly, please support these true, true warriors for freedom. Please go to their Give, Send, Go. Give as much as you can, because they're fighting the swamp creatures, and they've already spent $500,000 of their own money. That's Give, Send, Go /DeGenova Tansing. Go today. Let's get very practical again, given your perch of the last few decades in this slimy place that is D.C. If Tucker's guys do a good job, DOJ won't do anything. We know FBI won't do anything.
And will the mainstream media?
Right. Mainstream media will try and avoid it.
Well, but the House of Representatives has subpoena power.
Let's talk about the potential political ramifications. Could they be substantial?
Absolutely. I expect that given the format that Tucker Carlson uses, 1 hour every 5 nights a week, that they will be able to project vast amounts of information.
Correct.
Which the Congress can use. They can have subpoena power to use it to do things. They can further expose. But the key thing, and this is always important, names have to be attached to actions. It's very important that people know who these people were.
Yes.
Who were these officers who did this? Get their names. This guy Berg, for example,
Michael
who
Bird.
Shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. Yeah. There are people like him throughout this story whose names have to become public knowledge. They have to be named. It's very important.
Victoria, do you have high hopes, at least of political consequences for the revelations?
Well, you know, I'm always the optimist. The glass is always half full. And then last November occurred, and I got a bit deflated on that, but I will still go back to my optimism. And a lot of people watch Tucker. I mean, and I think the more this news gets out, the bigger audience he's going to have for it. So at some point, people will just rebel. People say, enough is enough.
And we hope it motivates people to get out and vote.
Indeed. I'm going to go on the record now. It may shock some of my listeners. Pretty impressed with Kevin so far, especially giving Tucker, the man who has the biggest cable audience in America with 5 million a night, giving him the 44,000 hours of footage. Good call, Kevin. I don't know who advised you, but good call. God bless everyone who fights the swamp creatures, especially those who put their face to the name, like Vic and Joe, doing it every single day. Please support them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Upon this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
The This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Ask you about the current occupant of the White House. He spent the day, President's Day, in Ukraine with President Zelensky rather than go to East Palestine and spend it with the suffering residents of Ohio. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's very sad, and I'll be going, as you know, I'll be spending some time in Ohio where he should be, and frankly, that FEMA should have been there a long time ago, and I announced that I was going, and all of a sudden, FEMA's sending a lot of money now, and they weren't going to send anything, so I'm honored by that, but I'll be there on Wednesday, and I look forward to that. It'll be great. Those are great people, and they were abandoned, but now I think they won't be abandoned any longer. Very sad to watch that.
Greetings, dear friends. There's a short clip from our buddy. Did you hear what John Solomon said at the beginning? The current incumbent of the White House. Yes, I wonder where he got that phrase from. He had President Trump on his show yesterday before he came on our show. That's John Solomon. And we have some zingers from that interview to share with you later, especially what he had to say about Ron DeSantis. But we have so much more to discuss with you. And of course, the big news of the day. Well, which is bigger? Oh, yes. I think the big news of the day is Kevin McCarthy. If I had a hat on, I would doff it. I would doff my cap at you. Why? He just did something quite interesting. There are 44,000, I'll repeat that again, 44,000 hours of footage that the January 6th committee refused to release from their witch hunt show trial. Strangely, I guess they weren't interested in uncovering the truth, and they hid those 44 hours worth of footage. And Kevin McCarthy, well, he's the new speaker. And he's decided to release it and not just put it on some website where you'd have to trawl through it yourself for weeks at a time. He's given it to the team that runs the biggest cable news show every evening. It's our buddy Tucker Carlson, one of the few good guys left at Fox News, has now taken possession, he has confirmed it, of all 44,000 hours of the missing footage. And he has promised that next week they will start to release what they have found. I don't know how much they will be able to watch in the next 7 days, but I'm sure they have some tips about where to look, which corridor to focus on, which event out of the multiple deaths that occurred, not just Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered that day, but the others who died under very suspicious circumstances. Maybe we will finally know why police officers were opening doors to the protesters, how those MAGA protesters actually died, who died that day, what really happened to Brian Sicknick on January the 6th before he died the following day, and then, perhaps most important of all, when it comes to the truth behind those events, footage, evidence of instigators. Instigators who, well, let's just say, may not have been very MAGA. People like Ray Epps. What footage are we going to find of Ray Epps inciting violence? Of the so-called tower commander, the scaffold commander, with his bullhorn at the top of the scaffolding saying, "Yes, we're inside. Come on, push. Let's take over the Capitol." Who is that man? Maybe in that 44,000 hours of footage, we're going to find out what Ray Epps was really doing and who he was talking to. Was he talking into his sleeve? Did he have a walkie-talkie? And who was the scaffold commander? Mr. G, are you there? I have to ask you, Kevin McCarthy, we didn't have high hopes. What do you think after today's news?
All right, so far, very good.
Oh, wow, a very good, not just a good.
Yes, I'm very happy with him so far. Will there be a letdown soon? Absolutely, if you look at history, there will be. But, no, honestly, I'm very happy. I didn't think that he would actually do this.
You know, if he was going to do this, if he was going to do this at all,
which was an expectation. I didn't think he was going to give it to Tucker.
No, I didn't. I was the same exact thing. He put it in Congress, and they
right. He'd have a hearing. We'd see about 3 minutes worth about 2 years from now,
and it would leave a bunch of questions.
Right.
Yes.
But this is like he has no control over this now. None.
No, I None. Like it. This is a huge move.
All right, let me share some intel with you. It's hot. I have just received. Oh, by the way, we're going to have such a special show today, and the third hour. Amazing, amazing. I don't know how Jeff does this, how he times these guests. We're going to have in studio for the one-on-one. Well, Eric, who are you going to have in studio, and why is that relevant to January the 6th, Eric?
Who better than two of the absolute fan favorites on our show who were in studio with us on January 6th, 2021, Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing.
Yes, indeed. We're going to go back in time. It's going to be like Doctor Who. It's going to be like the time tunnel. We are going to reprise what happened here on January 6th as we were witnessing what was occurring on Capitol Hill with the man who was former U.S. attorney. What is it? The youngest U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and his wife, formerly of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Victoria Tunsing. So Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tunsing, who are with us as the events of January 6th occurred, will be with us for the whole third hour to analyze what kind of things can we expect to see in the 44,000 hours of footage? What kind of ramifications could they have criminally, civilly? Are we going to find out what Lieutenant Michael Byrd was doing on the other side of that door? Remember, Ashley Babbitt's death. We've only seen the footage from one side, taken by that Antifa rioter. What was his name? Jake something? Do you remember, like, Jake? What? Did you just pull that out from your head?
Yeah, I mean, he always made sure to mention his full name in the press releases.
But usually that's for, like, political assassins. They have three names, Sean Earl Sullivan, like, Lee Harvey Oswald. Wow, that's impressive. So you had the Antifa guy's footage. What is the Antifa guy doing at a MAGA rally and then breaking into Congress? Another question that we need answers to. But what about the CCTV camera footage? Because we know there are cameras inside the hearing chamber. And that's where Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the man who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, was when he drew his gun and fired through the window, admitting in an interview months later after his identity was finally unveiled. After 6 months, he said, "No, I couldn't see who it was or what were they doing. I just opened fire." He couldn't see who it was or what they were doing? Well, then why did he pull the trigger of that weapon? What if it were a colleague? What if it were a child? What if it were a first responder? Well, now we may get footage of what he was doing on the other side of that window before he murdered Ashley Babbitt. So much more to discuss. Oh, James O'Keefe has issued a 40-plus minute video of his resignation, his firing from Project Veritas. I'll give you my response because I talked to people at Project Veritas yesterday and it's not as obvious as it may seem. Lemon has survived. Yes, Don Lemon has survived. We'll explain how. More from President Trump and Alec Baldwin. I told you guys. He's gonna walk. All that and more. Your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you enjoy the show, especially the deep dive, never miss any of our one-on-ones. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then if you are really America First, prove it. Wear it. Have it in your pocket. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Hottest selling item is the FBI t-shirt jointly with Chris Plant. This time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. The Elon Musk t-shirt and mug. Are you paying attention? Twitter files, censorship of conservatives, and the challenge coin, and so much more. SebGorkaStore.com.